Welcome back to our coverage. It's the third and final day of the Donegal International Rally. It's the first stage of day three, 13 and a half kilometres around Gyarton. And the quickest man in there, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, the defending champions, were fastest, and we've lost one of the top contenders. Cahan McCourt and Brian Hoy in their Ford Fiesta. They have stopped in Gyarton and their Donegal rally has come to an end. While in the battle of the two-wheel drive vehicles, well, Kevin Gallagher has taken 11 seconds out of Declan Gallagher as the Darien moves ahead of the Starlet en route now to the second stage of the day, Atlantic Drive. So the fastest man in there was Callum Devine in the new Skoda RS. 6 minutes 58 seconds dead for Callum Devine. He was the fastest. Second fastest was the Toyota Yaris of Murrian Evans and Jerry Conway. They're having a brilliant run in Donegal in the car, which is making its debut at international level here in Ireland. So two new vehicles to the rallying circuit here in Ireland. The Skoda RS and the Toyota Yaris are out in front with fastest times in the first run round at Gyarton. Marion Evans' time, 7 minutes 00.4 was the time for Marion Evans. And the next quickest man was the rally leader, Matt Edwards. David Moynihan's on board there in a Ford Fiesta. 7 minutes 1.1 seconds for Matt Edwards. Now, he did say that he was down in power for around the first K off the sprint around Gyarton, but the time wasn't bad, and it now means that his lead is sitting at 13.1 seconds. So it's dropped from 16.2 down to 13.1. Edwards still ahead of Devine. Marion Evans remains in a third position, but with McCourt going off, David Kelly and Dean O'Sullivan, the Donegal Town Convoy Partnership, the first Donegal crew that we see on the leaderboard, they actually slowed for Cahan when they came across where he was stopped, and they were some 10 seconds slower than the quickest time, 7 minutes 8.5. Josh Moffat, 7 minutes 2 seconds dead for Moffat. Declan Boyle on a 7.11, and Gary Jennings, who's on the wrong tyre, he went with medium instead of hard. The rest of them are all on hards. Gary went on the medium. He hit a bale. There's a bit of damage to the front of the car, but it's not, it's only sort of surface damage to the vehicle. There's not too much damage done to it, but he did encounter a bale at one of the chicanes, and 7.18 was the time for Gary. So then on to that two-wheel drive battle. Declan Gallagher leading by just a single second going in after the timesheets was altered. He got time back last night after Mark Alcorn's accident on Friday, where he actually slowed and stopped and came upon it, but he got that time back. He was given a scratch time, which put him a second ahead. Gallagher, 7 minutes. This is Declan Gallagher now in the start at 7 minutes 15.4 was the time for Declan Gallagher. Kevin Gallagher's time in the Darien, well, he blew him away by 11 seconds. 7 minutes 4.7 was the time for Kevin Gallagher in the Darien, and that now means that Kevin has obviously gone back into the lead of the two-wheel drive category and has also gone 8th in the standings as well. Overall, Declan Gallagher is 9th and they are separated by 9.7 seconds. Kevin Gallagher's time as well means that he's closed the gap on Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, who are in 7th position. The difference there is now 5.7 seconds. But at the head of the field, Matt Edwards and Dave Moynihan lead by 13.1 from Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan. Marion Evans and Jerry Conway looking to make a podium here in Donegal this weekend. They're a further 40 adrift. Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes in the Citroen are fourth, 18 seconds off the pace of Evans. Then we have the all Donegal crew of David Kelly and Dean O'Sullivan, fifth overall, 5.6 down, with Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh in the Citroen C3 Rally 2 wrapping up the top 6, a further 57.9 adrift of Kelly. So there is still lots to play for in this event. What happens next? They leave here and they are heading off to Atlantic Drive for the second stage of the day. Then they've got Fanad Head. They will then go to service. Then it's back to do the final three stages of the 2024 Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally. I'm joined by a man who knows a thing or two about rallying in Donegal, the five-time winner, Andrew Nesbitt. He's been talking to the drivers, keeping a close eye on the tyres. And I suppose, Andrew, it's all about who's got the hardest tyre on. And it seems to be Callum Devine today.
Callum has the right tyre on, but there's a lot of tyre technology games going on. And I was just looking Some of them have a softer tire in the back to the front. They're going into the Atlantic Drive. You need the hardest tire possible on. And the sun's now beaming down, and believe it or not, that sun's creating a lot of heat into the tarmac. And you do need the hardest rubber on. Yeah. And the man with the hardest rubber is going to be fastest around Atlantic Drive.
Yeah. What can we expect from these? I know the stage has actually been shortened due to a bereavement. We'll now start it at location 5. But you have been around Atlantic Drive before. It's a serious, serious test for the competitors.
It really is serious. But the nimble, these cars are so nimble now. Atlantic Drive really suits them. But back in the day when I was driving the World Rally Car, that was the stage that the smaller car could be faster. Because we couldn't get the legs onto the road. We needed top speed. But right now, these R5s are just amazing. I'd love to be in Atlantic Drive watching that now.
Yeah. You'd like to be in Fana too, so you would. You'd like to be back in the car.
I really have to get back in the car. Oh, okay. This has really got the bug going again.
Yeah.
But I was out racing in Mundellic a few weeks ago, but I'll be back.
This is a fascinating race. It's still anybody's game here.
Well, it's down so little time between the top drivers now, the top three. Anyone can still win this race. It's how they get out of the next two stages.
Okay, listen, Andrew, thanks for joining us. Might speak later on today. There you go. The mighty man that is Andrew Nesbitt, former multi-winner of the Donegal International Rally. We're going back to the studio. It's Edwards that continues to leave, but Devine is on the pace. The gap is reduced to 13.1 as they go to the Atlantic Drive.